Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. A key trustee vote has revealed divisions within Tata Trusts. Meheli Mistry and J.N. Mistry are opposing the reappointment of Venu Srinivasan and Vijay Singh to the Tata Education and Development Trust, blocking their return given the need for unanimous approval, reports Deborshi Chaki. This marks a fresh escalation in the internal differences within Tata Trusts, which controls Tata Sons, the holding company of the group. The IT services industry is entering a phase of disruption as AI reshapes business models. Cognizant is weighing a fresh round of layoffs that could affect 12,000 to 15,000 employees globally, with the bulk of those cuts expected in India, Chandra Srikanth and Rishabh Shaw report. The India impact is expected to be about 12,000 to 13,000 employees. Turning to trade ties, India and the US remain at odds over tariff levels after a US Supreme Court ruling struck down reciprocal duties in February, Adrija Chatterjee reports. While New Delhi is pushing for lower rates, Washington is resisting renegotiation. The timing of a deal may now hinge on the outcome of an ongoing Section 301 probe, with both sides likely to wait for clarity before signing. Vodafone Idea Limited's efforts to secure funding may finally be paying off. The telecom company's talks with the State Bank of India-led consortium have picked up pace after it received relief on government dues, with lenders likely to decide on a 25,000 crore loan in the coming weeks, report Danish Khan and Deborshi Chaki. The fundraising will include a letter of credit worth 10,000 crore rupees in addition to the debt. The renewed lender confidence comes after the government fixed Vodafone Idea's AGR dues at 64,046 crore rupees, 27% lower than the earlier 87,695 crore rupees. As quick commerce gains market share from e-commerce, Amazon has decided to scale up its Amazon Now business to take on rivals such as Blinkit and Zepto, Aryaman Gupta reports. The global e-commerce giant is set to roll out its own quick commerce service to 100 cities with an investment of 2,800 crore rupees. Signs of strain because of the Hormuz disruption are showing. Direct tax collections grew 5% in fiscal year 26, well below the revised budget estimate of 11%, prompting the government to reassess its 15% growth projection for the current year, Priyansh Verma and Meghna Mittal report. The official said the FY27 direct tax target of 26.97 lakh crore rupees now appears difficult to achieve, with slower nominal GDP growth this year adding to the challenge. In the high-stakes world of IPL investments, a consortium that lost out on the Rajasthan Royals deal has publicly expressed disappointment, questioning the fairness of the process. Money Control had first reported that the IPL franchise Rajasthan Royals was bought by ArcelorMittal's promoter family and Adar Poonawalla for $1.65 billion, beating a consortium of Kalsamani, Rob and Jordan Walton, and Michael Hamp. And finally, Vijay's stunning performance in Tamil Nadu, far from a flash in the pan, has been years in the making. Jay Jagannath writes that Vijay's victory was built on a decade of films that subtly pushed his political messaging, blurred the line between real and reality, and cemented his thalapathy or general image among his fans. Meanwhile, Congress's electoral footprint continues to shrink across key states, with vote share stagnating or falling and its position as the principal challenger weakening, Ishan Gera reports. Kerala offers a rare exception. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.